Headliner Radio, the creative voice.
Very warm welcome to Headliner Radio. Today I'm joined by audio engineer, producer and singer-songwriter Delany Laden to talk about all things music and audio. Delany, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Whereabouts in the world are you joining us from today, Delany, and how has your week been so far?
Week has been wonderful, and I'm joining you from New York City.
Amazing. Okay. Okay, cool. Before we talk about maybe some of the stuff you've got going on recently, I wanted to find out how you first started working out in music and audio. Was it something that you always knew that you wanted to pursue as a career?
Yes. So I've always loved music. Ever since I was little, I sang. I started playing guitar when I was 10. Mm. I got into the audio field more so because I actually went to art school because I couldn't get into any music schools for college. And basically what had happened was I had a class on Pro Tools, and I was like, if I have to do something staring at a computer as far as a career and a job goes, I really enjoy this and I get free studio time. Sure. So this seems like a win. So that's kind of how I got started.
Okay. Okay, cool. How did you, what were you kind of listening to growing up, and who was like your main musical influences when you were kind of just getting into things? Yeah.
I have to thank my parents a lot because they had like a wide, vast variety of like different types of music. Mm-hmm. I listened to everything from like world music, reggae, like Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, to like The Police and Sting, to like even down to like rock, like Led Zeppelin. And like my mom loved Led Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. And then I had my own influences, which were like hip hop. Like my brother was super into like Biggie. It's funny how I ended up working for Busta because one of my brother's favorite artists is Busta. And I listened to a lot of like pop punk growing up too. Like my favorite band is Brand New. Mm. People amongst like the likes of that. So
awesome. And yeah, we'll come on to Busta in a moment as well. So obviously I wanted to chat a bit about that. I know you've worked at some pretty big recording studios over the last few years, Premiere being where you kind of got a lot of your training in, I understand, in terms of engineering. Maybe you can tell us about some of the sessions you assisted when you were working there, because I know there was some pretty big names come through the doors, right?
Like DJ Khaled, I got to assist some sessions for him, Rick Ross. They mainly did like a lot of listening sessions, which were cool too. Off the top of my head, I'm trying to think of who was like, we had so many people come in, like Nick Cannon came in.
Yeah, awesome.
My favorite, and I only got two sessions with him, was Mac Miller. I'm so grateful. Incredible. I was able to even see his creative process for a session. Rest in peace.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's awesome. That's incredible, actually, that you, I mean, I'm a huge Mac Miller fan. That's an incredible experience. And what was the kind of vibe like in the studio? Was it a place where there'd be a lot of creative juices flowing, obviously, I would imagine? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely it depended on the days and the sessions, but for the most part, it's just, I feel so lucky to have been able to just have that experience.
And how about Penthouse and Quad Studios? I know they're all New York based. How did those jobs come about?
So with Penthouse, it was Terminus at a point, and then the owner sold the studio to the, it's actually the owner of Penthouse now, Jesse Rothman. Oddly enough, he started off as an intern at Terminus, and now he's the owner of Penthouse. So it was a private studio prior to it being Penthouse. And in 2017, the owner decided to, or was it 20? It was either 2016 or 2017. The owner decided to sell it, and Jesse and his partner Manny at the time, they got the lease and they opened up Penthouse, and I was an intern, and I would always see them in the elevator, and they're like, hey, you know, we're opening up. I don't know if you know, bus is going to come up there. You know, we would love to have bus in a session. And at the time I was assistant engineering. So bus went up there. He liked the vibe so much. And because they only had like one or two interns at this point, I was managing Premiere Studios. Like I was one of their night managers. They were like, we could use you if you want to work for us, you know, the job's on the table for you. We already know you have the skill set. We see what you're doing at Premiere. You know, you're here doing Busta anyway. So why not?
Yeah, you know,
I became the assistant manager there. So that's kind of how that came about.
Okay, cool. That leads me quite nicely onto Busta, actually. I was going to ask, I mean, you've kind of already answered it, Delany, but you know, when you first started working with him, how that came about. But it sounds like you were just working in the same building, like you say, and just kind of a chance meeting with someone that put you in touch, and rest is history kind of thing, right?
Yeah, actually, like my engineer, who is also my producer, his name is Colton. It's so funny. We had like a little like a group of us that worked at Premiere Studios. He was the manager. At the time, he was on assisting sessions for Busta. He was running late. And so it was between me and my other friend, Jimmy. And Jimmy's like, I have to go home. I can't stay for this session. So Gonzalo, who was his engineer at the time and who's one of my mentors, he was like, well, you're the only one here. And I just need you to sit in until Colton gets here. Can you do it? I was like, yeah, why not? I mean, there's nothing else really going on. So... And I sat in the room, and I think it was a combination of me. Well, it's actually funny. When Bus saw me for the first time, he was like, this is the assistant. Like he was, because he, you know, with new people, he's kind of a little bit hesitant. You know, if he's not used to, if he's expecting one thing, you know, he was expecting Colton to come in. So he wasn't really expecting me, and he didn't know me. So, it's just funny now that I'm like, I sit next to him every day, but, so yeah, Colton was running late and I sat in, and from there on they were like, no, you know, he likes you. We like you. We want you in the room.
Yeah.
So I started, assisting pretty much daily.
Nice. Which, maybe you could talk about some of the records you worked on, some of the biggest ones, like, and your favorite ones.
I would say the biggest record I've worked on to date is Robo Shotta with Burna Boy. I actually got to record Burna Boy for the record.
Amazing.
Another one is Open Wide with Chris Brown, Sencia, and Bus. Initially, DeVito was supposed to be on the track, but things didn't work out. So, but recording DeVito was another big, big moment that I got to experience.
Nice.
So yeah, those are like the biggest tracks that I have like worked on, I feel like.
It's hard to pick a favorite, right? It's a bit of a loaded question. Yeah. I understand that. Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Liz, who put us in touch, and she said that and Dave said from Alex Perger, he said, you know, Busta being back on the road recently, he took you to Dubai. Was that last year?
Yeah, it was in October.
And some other places. Obviously, he considers you quite important to, or really important to his process. And like you say, you sit next to him every day now. Maybe tell us about that, those trips, what was going on?
So he actually went on tour with 50 Cent this summer from July to about November.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. We went to Dubai in November, but I was with him for the majority of the American leg. Unfortunately, I got sick. I couldn't come to Europe, but I wanted to go so bad. But I also didn't have my passport. I finally got it. That's why I was able to go to Dubai. No. But
okay.
So we toured the States with 50 Cent, which was really, really amazing. Like to see 50 and his team and how he operates, and to watch him perform literally every night with Jeremiah opened, then it was Bus and Spliff, and then it was 50.
Nice.
That was really cool. And then I'm his travel engineer. So basically, if he needs to go out of the country or if he needs to go out of the state, he'll take me. And we have like a rig that we carry around with us. It's pretty simple. We just have like an Apollo and a U87.
Yeah.
Dubai, we went to Dubai for Soul DBX. And I cannot, like, that was one of the greatest experiences I ever had. Like, it was, it was celebrating Hip Hop 50.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a beautiful festival.
Amazing.
Like, Dubai is such a beautiful place. So, and then we went to Saudi to, because he did the opening ceremony for the FIFA Club World Cup.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was just, like, my parents met playing soccer. So that was just, like, it hit home a little bit differently for me be able to have that experience.
Yeah.
And then recently we just went to Vienna, Austria.
Amazing. Oh, so you did make it to Europe. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Finally.
how was that? How was Vienna?
It was amazing. The food was so, like, my brother works for Delta. So my mom, like, always travels. And she always raves and rants. She's always like, you need to go to Europe. The food, the food. And like actually tasting how fresh the food is. Like, I'm just like, oh, like it's so good. How fresh produce and like actual food and restaurants is versus here in America is quite crazy.
Yeah. 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 It's a nice city, Vienna, actually. It's a beautiful place. But making me hungry now, actually. It's coming up dinner time here in the UK. Could you, while you kind of mentioned while you're on the road, you have a little mobile rig, Pro Tools, I assume. I was going to ask a little bit more about your creative process, Delany, and if you have what kind of engineer you kind of think of yourself as, or if you have a kind of certain ethos in mind when you're in the studio, when you're working.
I'm like, when it comes to like creativity, I've learned as the years have gone on to kind of like go with the flow. Like, I used to be so hounded on like, if I can't come up with something, then like I would get so upset. But nowadays it's kind of like, if I personally, for me as an artist myself, which I've also taken from Bus, just being around him, is I'll find a beat and I'll kind of like vibe out to it. I don't really necessarily write. I'll have it on loop. And then if I hear a melody, I'll like record the melody and then I'll find the words. Or sometimes it might be the opposite where I have some words that I'm like, oh, maybe this could fit. And then I'll start like singing melodies with the words. It's always like so different time, and it's so different each time. So I try like just to go with whatever I'm like feeling.
Whatever feels right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you putting out tracks yourself as well? Like you say, you've got your own artist project going on, right?
Mm-hmm. I have my latest single is called Bad Gal featuring Fame the Movie and Hot Boy Johnny.
Okay.
It's like a K-Tronada dance track. And I also released, I believe it's six. I'm pretty sure it was a 4-song EP called Mind Games back in September under my artist name. And my artist name is Lussex. It's Ludlow and Essex Streets here in Manhattan put together.
Okay. I see. Nice. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Lots going on then. Busy times. Yeah. Awesome. I wanted to ask a little bit about your experience with Augsburger monitors, Delany, because I know, as we mentioned, Dave Malikpour owns the company. I know he's a friend of yours. Was curious to know kind of when you first met Dave and started sort of becoming familiar with their speakers.
So when I first started working at Premiere, I heard the name Augsburgers and realized like those were the main speakers within our studio. So I always heard the name. And once I started working for Penthouse, Jesse was working really closely with Dave. And I was basically there, and that's how I got to meet Dave when they were still building out Penthouse. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I love Allsburger so much. Like, if a room does not have Allsburgers, I get disappointed. Or it's just I have to adjust myself to work because I'm so used to like the quality of the speakers. So I first met Dave in 2017, and then throughout the openings of different studios and just Ricky, thanks also to Ricky St. Hilaire, who is also another one of my mentors who has been Bus's engineer for over 25 years. He's the one that did Wuha with Bus. He did a majority of his albums. Mm-hmm. Ricky also throughout just like different projects, you know, he also mainly uses Allsburgers because of the clarity and just the quality of the speakers.
I think they've changed the game a bit for studios and engineers, especially those like yourself who are working in genres with like proper low end that need that. You know, I think that they're well catered for that, as I'm sure you agree. I'm sure you. It sounds like you're
I fan. Definitely agree.
yeah. Okay. Cool. Do you think I wanted to ask you a question about as a woman working in audio, Delaney? Do you feel like, obviously, traditionally it's a very male focused industry. Do you feel like, having done this for a few years now, do you feel like the playing field is kind of being leveled a little bit? You know, have you seen, obviously you've got a very kind of diverse working relationship with everyone that you're working with, but have you seen like some positive changes that would suggest that is the case, maybe?
Yes, and it's very exciting, to be honest. When I first started, I didn't really know too many different female engineers, but as I've gotten along within the last, I'd say like within the last 3 years, I've gotten to meet some wonderful, wonderful other audio engineers that are females. And it's so funny to me because a lot of the times people will come up to me and talk to me and be like, oh, I never had a female engineer me before. Or I never knew like a female engineer. I'm like, well, I know a bunch. And besides a bunch, I know that one of Prince's engineers, she told me that Prince only had female engineers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I never knew that. Changed my whole respect for him. Mm. Just as a human being, let alone an artist. And I was just amazed by that. So it's like, I'm not like, there's so many of us and throughout history too, you know, that it's just crazy how people, I guess, would I say like, don't shine so much light. But there are so many of us. Mm. There are so many of us.
Yeah.
And definitely it's been more, like I said, the last 3 years for sure, it's been more welcoming, which is so refreshing.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Do you have any particular highlights or really memorable moments from the last few years? Anything that's happened, Delaney, that's like been a turning point in your career, you know, like you say, meeting Buster or doing something in particular on that front. Yeah.
I think the biggest thing is being able to travel and engineer is like the biggest thing. I think that's like a dream come true. Mm-hmm. Anybody can ask for travel and do what you love and just in general. And I think like the biggest thing is this Blockbuster project. Busta just released this album.
Blockbuster.
Because I definitely engineered a majority of the album. So okay. It's like, it's just really cool to finally be like, okay, this is what I've been working on for years and years, like at least 2 years. So here it is.
Yeah, nice. Amazing. What else have you been working on like most recently? And what does your kind of day-to-day look like at the moment?
So the day-to-day is... we usually have a studio time from like around 9 p.m. here to like about 3 a.m. And then we go out to the clubs and make sure that the clubs are playing our records until about like five. It's a little bit of a crazy schedule, but and every day, I'm working on Busta's next project. I'm working on my own project. I'm also working with an artist within our camp. His name is Fame the Movie. Mm-hmm. He's working on a project. That's pretty much the projects that I'm working on.
Nice. Well, it's certainly enough. It's three things, but I'm sure they're very big projects in their own right, and just juggling all of that and everything else life-wise is enough. That's cool. That's most of the things I wanted to chat to you about, Delany. I was going to ask what's in the pipeline, what you're sort of looking forward to for the rest of this year.
Busta, I know, is in, I believe, the talks of another tour. So more traveling.
Mm.
Not a tour. Just traveling with him, working on the next bunch of batches of projects with him.
Awesome.
I'm definitely excited for this new Fame the Movie project. It's called Snow on the Nose with another incredible artist named Mike Shoddy.
Mm-hmm.
They just released their first single called Super Coop, but they have a lot more, which I'm just super, it's like super lo-fi Griselda type stuff,
mm-hmm.
which I'm excited about. I'm working on a project as well, trying to debate whether it's going to be an EP or a single, like I'm going to release them as singles. But there's definitely a new Lessex project. So yeah, those three things I'm just super excited for this year.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for your time. We will say our goodbyes in a sec for the sort of purposes of the podcast. But thank you so much for your time. Hopefully next time we chat, there'll be a lot more to catch up on. But until then.
Thank you. Hopefully I could be over there in person, because when I tell you all of my favorite artists are actually from the UK.
Okay.
Like, I love the UK culture so much. Amazing. Like, I'm dying. Like, when we went to Vienna, we had to fly from LA to London. I was so upset. I was in London just in the airport for 20 minutes. I was like, I want to go outside. So hopefully it'll be in person
next time. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Delany, take care of yourself, and hopefully we'll catch up very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
Thank you so much.
Headliner Radio, supporting the creative community.